Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
So it's a Wednesday evening, and that means time for our listener question. And today's comes from Santosh Gunpath, who asks, if you have a lump sum of capital, should you invest it for income or use it to start a business? I guess it's a tough decision, particularly if you are retiring early or looking for steady cash flow. Should you go the investment route, maybe aiming for passive income? Or, as Santosh is obviously grappling with, take that entrepreneurial leap and perhaps even buy a franchise. So I'm going to talk now to Megan Dedekant, Area Manager at Business Partners Limited. She specializes in SME funding and business strategy. Just before I introduce you to Megan, we always would like to hear from you in terms of listener questions. If you have a financial query, all you need to do is email it to business@hot1027.co.za. That's business@hot1027.co.za. So, Megan, good evening to you. When evaluating whether to invest capital for income or start a business, what factors should Santosh be considering?
Good evening, Jeremy. You know, it's a very interesting question, and it's actually something that I've even thought about for myself. And unfortunately, there isn't a straightforward answer. So, me being at Business Partners now for the last 15 years almost, you know, I've seen some absolutely incredible businesses, amazing entrepreneurs, and then unfortunately others that haven't done so well. And, you know, there are various factors that contribute to business success or failure. And some of them are external, for instance, like the COVID-19 lockdowns, which saw masses of business close for complete reasons out of our control. But unfortunately, then there are others that are definitely closer to home. And it comes down ultimately to the entrepreneur and how they operate the business. So I would say before looking at returns, looking at numbers, looking at anything, the first place to start and deciding whether you're going to earn an annuity income from an investment or open up, start a new business, take over a business, it comes down to you, the individual, and your mindset at the end of the day.
So let's talk about that mindset in just a moment, because I think that's critical. But I guess you've almost got to do a risk analysis or a risk and rewards analysis, and you've got to maybe compare what you want in terms of stability, return on investment, and probably the one that people underestimate the most, and that's involvement in the business that you might be investing in or buying.
100%. It depends on so many things. So number one, for instance, how much money do you have? You know, are you limited to a certain amount? Do you have to invest everything into this new startup type business? Or do you have a financial buffer? Because if you're investing everything, I would tread very carefully. I mean, we need to remember stats don't lie. Let's say around 70 to 90% of startups do fail in their first 3 years of operation. So we need to understand these risks. Do you understand the operational risks, your overheads, your potential labor risks that you're entering into? What is the industry? Do you have business management experience? You know, so are you willing to risk everything that you have, you know, or do you have a financial buffer?
What I've just heard from that answer is build the buffer.
Without a doubt. Again, starting, for instance, if you're starting a new business, it takes time for that business to get going. It takes time for that business to generate sufficient revenue to potentially provide you with a salary. You know, can you afford to wait maybe 6 to 12 months before you can actually start drawing money from this business? You know, so I think it makes sense to build up a financial buffer and not put all your eggs into one basket. So I am a very big fan of diversification, and if possible, split it if you do have the entrepreneurial mindset and the desire to actually spend time and work in a business.
So you are a fan of diversification, maybe because I'm that much older than you are. I'm a big fan of being very, very prudent. So let's talk numbers if we can. Let's assume that a R1 million investment generates something around 70,000 rand a year. How would that compare in realistic returns from a well-run, and let's assume Santosh has gone the franchise route?
Again, it really, really depends on that franchise. It depends on that business. You know, I mean, 1 million rand these days, unfortunately, I would say for a business, it's not going to take you very
No.
far. You know, to start up in business with 1 million rand, I don't think you'll be able to open up any franchise these days with 1 million rand. You know, so unfortunately, that's not going to take you very far. So then the question comes down to levering or gearing your business. Would you need to take up additional funding? So maybe you must put 1 million rand into your business, cash, and then maybe get a bit of debt potentially to help you start it up or get it going. The question with that again is, do you want to take on that risk? Do you know the cost of that capital? Do you have the collateral that a lender might ask? Because secured lending and unsecured lending fetch very different rates. You know, so it's a difficult one, and not necessarily the safest route to go that way.
Megan, let's assume that Santosh has got a little bit more than 1 million rand. So he has then decided to go the business route. What is more optimal? Is it looking for a franchise that fills a gap in the geographic area where you know that you're going to have some starter advantage? Or is it better to start a business from scratch? I'm sure you get asked that question all the time.
Oh, I do. And again, it depends on you. So, what's nice about a franchise is that it comes with a formula. It comes with quite a bit of backing from the actual franchisor. So, they help you, for instance, with your lease negotiations. They'll help you with your marketing, with your setup, your look and feel. So, a lot of benefit comes from a franchisor, but obviously, you pay for that. So, that comes with a royalty fee, for instance, and setup costs and franchise up startup franchise fees. And then what's nice again about doing your own thing is that you're not controlled by the franchisor, you know. So now you don't have Big Brother looking over your shoulder. So you're open to your own creativity and whatever you want to do goes, but then you don't necessarily have that formula and have that backing. So again, it depends on you. You know, I think if you were very, very much entrepreneurially minded, I think you would struggle buying into a franchise because you would always have to adhere to somebody else's rules.
All right, final question. A little earlier, you mentioned the importance of mindset. And I think that starting a business can be exciting, but also very daunting. And I speak from no experience at all. But what, in your opinion, are the psychological traits that are essential for an entrepreneur to succeed, whether it's going the franchise route or starting something on your own?
Again, I think it has a lot to do with risk, how you understand risk and what you're willing to put into it. So I think a big thing that you must remember is that a small business is not a passive investment, like investing into a unit trust via a living annuity, for instance. You're going to have to be involved in the operations of the business. So again, at Business Partners, for instance, we don't fund SMEs for investment purposes, meaning that you're buying a business just to hire a manager to run it for you. We've seen time and time again that doesn't work. So the owner needs to be involved in the operations of that business. Otherwise, the performance is not going to be there. So, again, to be entrepreneurially minded, you need to ask yourself the question, do you have that energy and that desire to be working in the business every day to make it work? Are you willing to go that step further? And then at the same time, understanding the financial risks that are there, and are you willing to actually take those risks?
Well, Santosh Gunpath, I hope that we have helped you. And I think the best bit of advice coming from Megan is just make sure that you do the risk and rewards analysis. And you've got to look at stability, return, and involvement, as she has just been talking about. If you have a question for us, we do this every Wednesday on the program. The email address is business@hot1027.co.za. We would love to hear from you. business@hot1027.co.za. Today, send us the question and we will find the expert, as we did with Megan Dedekind, Area Manager at Business Partners Limited. Megan, thank you very much indeed.
Heart Business on Heart 1027 with MoneyWeb.